U.S. Airways filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy today. The airline said it was hit hard by the decline in air travel after the terrorist attacks of September 11th and has lost more than $2 billion in 2001. Joining us now is Daryl Jenkins, professor at the Aviation Institute of George Washington University. Why did U.S. Airways file for bankruptcy?
U.S. Airways filed for bankruptcy right now because for the last 2 months they have not been making interest payments on most of their public and private debt, and they're at the point now where their creditors could, at their own choosing, force them into an involuntary bankruptcy. If the creditors were to do this, then they would gain the upper hand in the bankruptcy. So U.S. Airways did it at this time as a preemptive move so that they control the bankruptcy process.
But isn't it ironic because they received a lot of federal money after 9/11?
All of the airlines received federal grants after 9/11. What U.S. Airways was unique in is that they've been conditional approval for a $900 million federally guaranteed loan. This should not affect that loan application at all and will probably put them in a very good, probably even a stronger position than before they get that, as now they have more control over their costs because they will be able to eliminate significant amounts of unnecessary debt.
So once the loan comes through, they'll be able to emerge from bankruptcy?
U.S. Airways, in their press release, said that they will try to emerge from Chapter 11 in the first quarter of the next year. So by all indications, if you come out of bankruptcy that quick, you have already reached agreement with all of your creditors on the important issues.
Well, in the meantime, what does all this mean for people who have booked flights?
Well, I don't think it means anything in the short run. In the short run, everybody who has booked flights will still be able to fly on them without any interruption at all. As part of their Chapter 11 filing, two of their major creditors have loaned them an additional $500 million, and a private investor has given them an additional $200 million in private equity. So in the short run, they're in a very strong liquidity position, more so than they've ever been in the last couple of years. And when they come out of bankruptcy for the first time, U.S. Airways will be a lower-cost airline. For the last 10 years, they've been the most inefficient producer of seat miles of any major airline, had very, very high costs, and subsequently had very high fares as well. So after this is all over, U.S. Airways will be a very strong East Coast competitor.
What are the repercussions for the airline industry as a whole?
Well, I think the good news on this is a lot of airlines, prior to going into Chapter 11, will disrupt the pricing mechanism. U.S. Airways did not do this. I think the airline who will be most severely impacted by this of the majors will be Delta, because Delta will have a stronger competitor than it previously had. So U.S. Airways will start taking traffic away from Delta Airlines, whereas before Delta took traffic away from U.S. Airways.
So all this looks like good news from your perspective for U.S. Airways.
Well, for U.S. Airways, this is very good news. The new CEO, David Zigo, has done a very good job. He's reduced costs with labor groups. He's bringing in regional jets, which they desperately need. And now it appears that he's worked for the private money and his bankers very well in putting together this Chapter 11. So really for the first time in U.S. Airways history, it will emerge as a strong airline.
So what's the bad news in this bankruptcy?
Well, there are going to be some debt holders out there who are going to be left holding the bag. Probably people who have leases on planes that they're no longer using. In a bankruptcy, the debt holders are the ones who usually take the hits.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Daryl Jenkins is a professor at the Aviation Institute of George Washington University.